USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C. and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With a recap of President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
An angry mob of demonstrators in Washington, D.C. surrounded Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and other lawmakers as they were leaving the White House on Thursday night. Paul telling Fox News the FBI needs to investigate how all these people got to Washington, D.C.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know it unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's legal for President Trump to deliver his Republican Party nomination acceptance speech at the White House. Democrats have been raising concerns about the Hatch Act, which generally forbids the use of government property and employees for political activities. The president and vice president are exempt from the act, though. President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on the Hatch Act.
Well, I can tell you that all the criticism that comes out against this president is from the normal suspects, John. Let's face it. There was not a single federal dollar that was spent on the convention last night. It was paid for by the political campaign, by the Republican National Committee. And when you look at that, if we're looking at a backdrop and to suggest that the backdrop is not appropriate because somehow it indicates a conflict of interest, it's just not accurate.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. President Trump was supposed to be giving that speech in Jacksonville, Florida, but due to a surge in coronavirus cases, that was canceled. Limited portions of the GOP convention were held in Charlotte, North Carolina, the original site of the event. The CDC is expanding a peach recall to include loose peaches and peach products after dozens of people were sickened in 12 states by salmonella poisoning. The peaches were shipped to retailers in more than 30 states by California-based Prima Wawana. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.